Meat is racist, at least according to vegan activist Carol Adams, who spoke at a debate at the Oxford Union in 2021. As someone on a carnivore diet for over 6 years now, and as a black guy, I have a few things to say about her speech.
I believe we should move beyond all meat. So, what we choose to eat has consequences far beyond the circumference of our plates. Specifically, your vote tonight expresses your allegiance to or rejection of a white supremacist patriarchal worldview. In order to be eaten, animals must disappear as living beings, that is, be killed. They then disappear conceptually, as so many forms in which we eat animals' corpses are massaged by euphemistic language, hamburger, steak, pork, bacon, etc. Even the speaker just before me talked about turkeys. He's talking about dead butchered turkeys of whom part of their bodies will be eaten.
Would you rather we eat them alive like a lot of other carnivorous animals do? Because I think that's kind of gruesome.
21st century animal eating requires our complicity in a new colonialism. We know how settler colonialism worked, an erase and replace system that forced indigenous people off the land, replacing them with cattle and white settlers. Hunting exists within this colonial ownership paradigm. It presumes that animals don't have title to their own lives. Once dispossessed of their lives, the hunted animal can become your property.
On that point.
In a minute.
Actually, I'm going to jump in here and ask, would you be giving this same speech to a tribe in Africa, the Maasai, the Hadza, people who live on meat, who hunt the land? For meat, are you, as a white woman, going to tell an African tribe that their hunting is an act of white supremacist colonialism? Really? What about other carnivorous animals? Are lions and tigers and bears racist? What about house cats? Are house cats racist now? Come on, man.
It's the new colonialism that boasts, "I'll hunt for myself and be grateful like the Native Americans." As well, like the Native Americans, I thank the animal for their sacrifice. And I wonder, how do you know the animal would have picked you to feed off their corpse?
I'm very grateful for the lives of the animals that feed my life. What's wrong with being grateful? And aren't you technically criticizing what indigenous people do at the same time?
1/3 of the landmass of the world is committed to animal agriculture. Entire ecosystems are disappearing. 80% of deforested acres in the Amazon were cleared for animal-based cattle grazing.
Wait, shouldn't all agriculture be considered colonialist, technically? You're taking over the land and growing what you eat. Why is it okay to grow plants and not animals? Not to mention the transportation to get your fresh fruits and veggies out of season all year long. And what about all the animals that die so you can grow plants to eat? Instead of the animals that died so you could grow the plants to eat?
Your meat may be organic, but your slaughtering isn't. If you eat animals, you take up more climate space, requiring more water, more land, more forest deforestation, contributing more greenhouse gases. This is felt disproportionately by countries in the global south. Their carbon footprint is smaller, but they experience more frequent and intense climate change-caused weather events. These events especially affect girls and young women. Your hamburger comes with a dose of misogyny.
Check out Michaela Peterson trying not to laugh. She's on a carnivore diet like her dad, Jordan Peterson, and she was there to defend meat.
Contrary to common expectations, adults consuming a carnivore diet experienced few adverse effects and instead reported health benefits and high satisfaction. This type of potential treatment for disease needs to be studied further before we move beyond meat.
I'm glad they were both there.
Through colonial power, the diet of beef-loving English people became normative. The food heritage of pre-conquest peoples, like the land itself, was overrun. Historically, the vast majority of the world lived without animal protein as a central part of their diet. The assumption that the best protein comes from corpses is a racist belief as it erases and replaces indigenous African, Asian, Mesoamerican cultural food practices.
Wait, now she's rewriting the history of meat-eating cultures across the planet? I think she has to decolonize her veganism.
If you're vegan, that's totally fine. Go you. But please stop with the holier-than-thou act. Please start decolonizing your veganism.
Meat eating is also one of the ways gender-based structures of oppression are perpetuated. Men in the West are taunted to renew their man card by eating meat because that's what real men do. That's the sexual politics of meat, and it reveals how unsettled masculinity really is.
Did I mention that Michaela Peterson saved her health and her life by eating meat? Oh, that's a lot of internalized misogyny.
Back home, my library card is good for 7 years. But a man card can expire between breakfast and lunch if someone eats a veggie burger?
Yes, not really. Come on.
When a black man was elected as U.S. president, we saw how white this wounded masculinity was. White supremacists weaponized it, eating meat, eggs, and dairy. Images of milk-drinking white men, of platters groaning with meat, and the baiting of liberal men as so-called soy boys are all part of the neo-Nazi messaging.
Race, race, race. Is Carol Adams by any chance related to Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City?
As an African American, when I started saying I wanted to eat plant-based, you know what my friends used to say? Oh, you want to be white now.
I hear the resemblance, but I don't exactly see it.
The only desire animals are credited with possessing is the desire to be consumed, which strangely can only be expressed after their death. Real life tells a different story. Animals try to escape from slaughterhouses or farms. When able, cows try to reclaim their calves, taken from them so their nursing material can be monetized and sold to humans. They fight and resist the fate the colonial empire claims is their welcomed destiny.
What about plants? Plants don't want to be eaten either. They can't escape because they're planted, but they will slowly poison you until you're sick or dead, which is why a lot of us eat a carnivore diet. Oh, won't someone please think of the plants?
To say you care about animals is considered a sign of weakness in a world still committed to the gender binary that values stereotyped masculine reason over stereotyped feminine feeling and wants order. And yet the reasons we hear are so irrational. If I did not eat animals, they never would be born. Meat eaters like anti-abortionists have forgotten that one quality of non-existence is not having awareness about existence.
It sounds like she's defending the lives of all baby animals except for humans.
The new colonialist boasts, I only eat meat from locally owned farms, and I know the farmers there love their animals. If killing what one loves is standard practice, I hope they don't start loving me. When all else fails, meat eaters assert that animals are not our equals. One would think such an equality would require us to respond more, not less sympathetically. Meat eaters tell me it's so hard to change, and yet I watch them work even harder not to change. If you all agree that 95% of meat is from factory farmed animals and it's wrong, stop eating it. Go to your colleges and eat the vegan option, which every college at this campus offers.
So our only options are to eat factory farmed meat or go vegan. I'm against factory farming, and eating too many plants made me sick. So what are my options? I get my meat from small local farms, and I'm glad those animals are well taken care of. She hasn't even mentioned organic plant agriculture. She has no problem with factory farmed plants, but meat, whether it's industrial, organic, humane, it's all bad.
Go vegan!
It's very simple. If you agree with the basic things so that we're not even debating factory farms, then act on it. So, is our global outcome to be determined by people afraid to change who are going to hold on to some old conceived notion of power? Change may be hard, but not changing is harder. Tonight, you're being asked to vote on whether you accept this new colonialism or not. Our menu choices don't stay on the plate. And I heard all your laughter. I know some of these must be new ideas, or you think they're fringe or whatever. Our whiteness is part of the problem of meat eating. It really is. So Your vote tonight is important, but even more important is the question of what or who will be on your plate in the morning. Sweet dreams.
I have learned so much from this speech. Thank you for, well, teaching me about my whiteness and misogyny. I had no idea. I thought I was just getting healthy and feeling better than I have in my entire life. A carnivore diet saved my life. That's why I'm not changing. Meat is not racist. It's not sexist. We humans were hunting and eating meat way before we started to claim land and farm plants. In fact, plant agriculture is the foundation of systems of civilization that have subjugated and sickened humans for thousands and thousands of years. So I choose to eat much more like my African hunter-gatherer ancestors. Thank you very much.
Please, start decolonizing your veganism.
Thank you for watching, liking, subscribing, and sharing your own thoughts and feelings in the comments. I'll see you again soon.